Violet Dineen.
And Coach K.
Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is teacher and students of the Woodland Elementary School to tell us all about their experience being involved with Winter Kids. First, Coach K, what's happening?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Tell us what Winter Kids is all about.
Sure. Throughout the state of Maine in the winter, there's a competition put on called Winter Kids, and any school in the state of Maine can enter to win and be chosen for the competitive track. So we entered this year, and we were one of 22 schools in the entire state that was selected to compete this year. And basically, Winter Kids tries to help students develop healthy habits, both in outdoor, in the outdoors, and enjoying the good state of Maine in the winter. It's a four-week challenge, and every week has a different focus or different theme. And the themes this year were outdoor activities, nutrition, family engagement, and a winter carnival. So far, our students have been participating in various outdoor activities. We had a huge opening ceremony celebrating the start of our four-week challenge with guests. We had our dragon mascot present. Students have been going sledding, doing sled pull races, snowman building. They went snowshoeing at the Moosehorn last week. Thank you to the Moosehorn for allowing our students to go. They had a blast. We've had students out ice skating, doing family outdoor bingo, and then some other nutrition-based activities our students have been participating in. They were able to track their water consumption with a special water bottle that was given and provided by Winter Kids. Every student spent a week with a pedometer on their wrist tracking their number of steps. They got a special presentation and visit from our school nurses and did a sugar buck snack activity. Learned about how much sugar is in those snacks they're eating today at school. They got to try different foods from around the world. We had a special menu from our cafeteria where students got to taste different foods like Asian lo mein, Peruvian chicken and rice, and Italian lasagna. Some students got to make special healthy snacks. We made snowman out of banana and fruits and raisins and pretzels. And students have been also doing things like creating public service announcements, letting people out there know some different things they need to do to stay healthy, like exercise and hydrate. And those are just some of the things that we've been doing. And I know the kids are excited to tell you a little bit more about some of the activities they've been participating in.
All right. So first up is Jordan Phelps. Hey, Jordan.
Hi.
What's been your favorite part of the Winter Kids games?
My favorite part about Winter Kids is when we went ice skating because we all fell in the water on purpose. And then they said, oh, I wish I got that on video. Another one of my favorite parts of Winter Kids was when we went snowshoeing and we had Subway cookies and had hot chocolate after we were done.
Nice. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Welcome.
So next, Violet Dineen. So what did you learn about nutrition?
Well, the nurses came in with juice posters and talked about how much added sugar was in different foods and drinks. I was very surprised with how much sugar was in Gatorade. Every student was given 20 sugar bucks, and we had to pick three different types of foods on one of the posters. Each of the different types of foods had how much added sugar was in it and counted as sugar bucks. We couldn't spend more than 20 sugar bucks. The goal was to see how many things we could buy with our sugar bucks.
Nice. And what's Violet's favorite snack that has so many sugar bucks?
Beef jerky.
And it has more sugar than you thought?
No, it really didn't have any.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
6 grams.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And next up, Valor Meserve. Tell us about your field trip snowshoeing at the Moosehorn.
So I fell a lot of times. Yep.
Nice. Is that fun?
I had some coffee.
Cookies and hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you walk? Can you tell them where you walked?
I walked it on snow.
Where'd you walk? Out in the woods?
Yep. Yeah. And I said that I hope a dinosaur can be in real life and live in the woods.
Valor, on his trip, he was hoping dinosaurs lived out in the wilderness, and that was their home, and he was looking for them while we were snowshoeing.
But you didn't see any?
No, I did not.
No. Did you see any other animals?
Well, no. I could not find any. I should have looked for some in the woods. I should have.
What about birds? You didn't see any birds?
I don't know. I cannot be number. I can't be number anything there.
Okay. Thanks for being on.
Welcome.
All right.
So I wanted to take a moment to share a quote from student Riley Coleman about wearing a pedometer as part of the nutrition and activity exercise of winter kids. And this is what Riley had to say. Wearing the pedometer was cool and fun because you could track your steps. I think it's genius because you're motivating kids to exercise. Pure genius. And that is from Riley Coleman in fourth grade.
Nice. Now, how do kids get chosen for this, or how does the school get chosen?
Yeah, I had to submit an application to Winter Kids, telling them why we were interested and what we would be doing. There is a huge incentive. Their first place in this does get $10,000. Second place gets $7,500, and third place gets $5,000. And then all 22 schools that participate, no matter where you land, you do get a cash prize. And with whatever place we get, the students are going to be able to choose what we do with our winning money. Like if they want to do different equipment or they want to use it to get out and go on field trips, you know, anything to promote healthy choices, nutrition, exercise, anything like that.
Nice. And what's going on next?
This week is an exciting week. We are going to be throwing a big winter carnival outdoors here at Woodland Elementary School on Friday. We'll be having a bunch of guests coming. Our JMG students from our Woodland High School are going to come over and help the kids participate in a number of competitions, relays, obstacle courses outside. We're going to have our local fire department here to help us celebrate. A couple school board members will be here, and News Center Maine is sending a broadcaster down as well to come talk with the kids and see what we've been doing. So it is also going to be School Colors Day, purple and gold. Every student and teacher will be wearing our school colors on Friday, and we will be doing a parade of flags. And every student will be receiving a medal for their participating and be able to stand on some student-built podium. So it's going to be an exciting day on Friday.
Is there something you like to say all together?
Hey, thank you.
We say it. 1, 2, 3.
Go Dragons!
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits, Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for being here.
Valor Edwards!
Jordan Felt. Violet's Mean.
And Coach K.
Thanks for being on.